My name is Abigail Bemis, and I'm going to tell you the story of the road trip. This story takes place in 2016, in the middle of summer, on one Saturday evening in South Carolina. Five people are mainly involved in the story: the dad, David, the mom, Marjorie, and three girls, Katie, Amanda, and Alexis. Katie is 14, very outgoing, and she loves to read. Amanda and Alexis are twins who are six. Amanda is more shy and likes to explore the world around her. Alexis is the goofball of the family, and she enjoys bothering her older sister, Katie. Katie is on FaceTime with her best friend, and Amanda and Alexis are coloring. The sun is just starting to set when Katie's dad yelled in euphoria, "We won the lottery!" Now, Katie's family does have money, but they work hard for it. Her family enjoys taking road trips, so it was expected when Katie's parents decided to take the family to California. It's a month later, and the family's packing their paraphernalia. They can smell the barbecue in the air, as their neighbors have a pool party and take advantage of the lovely weather. The Jennings family plan is to take a more scenic route and see different stops along the way. It's been another few days, and Katie and her mom have started to pack the car, and they have begun heading west. The trip is going smoothly until they arrive in Salt Lake City. They had just stayed at a campsite the night before, which was surrounded by trees, nature, and chirping birds who had woken them up. It's a beautiful day with the sun shining bright. They are leaving the campsite when the car starts to act strange. It was almost as if the GPS and map stopped working, because both say that they are in Mexico. Katie is in the middle of reading her book when the car stops. There is also a strong smell of gasoline in the air from the highway and intermittent rain occurring. Marjorie, their mom, pulls over so that they can figure out what is wrong. After checking the car's mechanics, her dad calls Matt, Katie's older brother, who is away at college because he knows a lot about cars. Matt has no idea what is going on. "Dad, the character in my book is having the same problem," Katie says, but her dad thinks nothing of it. Her parents get back in the car and continue to drive. Now it hits Katie. The same things that are happening in her book are happening to her. The main character, Maddie, is on a road trip, like her. The car stopped working, like theirs. She tells her mom about her ambiguous theory. "Mom, what do you think would happen if I keep reading my book?" asks Katie after telling her mom. Her mom replies by saying that she should figure out how the character solved the problem. So Katie keeps reading, paying attention to every nominal detail. In the book, Maddie checks her phone map. After inspecting, she notices that on Google Maps, there is an extra stop to a local restaurant in Hermosillo. She removes that stop and continues her trip. Katie tells her parents to check their phone map again. Sure enough, the problem is the same. Katie's mom removes the stop, and suddenly they're back in Salt Lake City. Katie notices that the book was taking her family to its setting, even though it's irrelevant now. She thinks that it was because of her love of books and reading that made this perplexing event occur. Katie has loved reading ever since she started at the age of 2. She will just sit in her room for hours on end, reading and even rereading books. At just the age of 14, she has read most of the books at her local library, so her mom sometimes drives her to a different one. Katie knows that if she didn't go on the trip, then this definitely wouldn't have happened. It happened because she was in the car, reading, of course. But Katie and the rest of her family are okay with it, since no one was hurt and they solved the problem. Even if something like this happened every time, Katie knows that she'll never give up books as long as she lives. It's been about 2 hours now, and the Jennings family have arrived at their hotel in California. Alexis and Amanda are captivated by the view. It's a perfect panoramic view of the beach and the waves crashing in the ocean.
"Oh, Mom, can we please go to the beach? It'll be so much fun," Amanda and Alexis begged.
They both have always loved the beach, even as babies. The waves have always amused them. Amanda enjoys playing in the sand instead now, but she still goes into the water. Alexis loves the water still and likes to throw around a beach ball with her mom.
"Catherine, can you take your sisters down to the beach?" their mom turned to Katie and asked.
She agrees, but only on the condition that she's given money for ice cream. It is a hot summer day, after all. At the beach, the girls can smell the seaweed and salt water while watching the sunset. As they enjoy their ice cream, Katie wonders what her parents are doing.
They are most likely enjoying a nice dinner, she decides. Why else would they ask her to take her siblings to the beach at dinner time?
Now there's only a few hours left until the night is over. Katie, Alexis, and Amanda are sleeping peacefully as their parents quietly get their bags ready for the next day. What the girls don't know is that their parents are surprising them with a trip to Disneyland the next morning.
Thank you for listening to my podcast, and again, my name is Abby, and goodbye until next time.